were you when you had to know the pain wasn't for practice for a day?
Not a lot of concern, considering that Brock has been preparing the way he prepares, and we had a good day of practice, and that was good to see his development, from the preseason on it. He hasn't had a rep in so long, and for him to go out there and execute the way he did, that was impressive.
Peyton responded to his practice back today.
He was good. He's his normal self.
I don't know if there's a diplomatic way to ask. How do you demand that a young running back doesn't put the ball on the ground without messing with his confidence?
You just keep working in practice. You probably have a lot of guys going after it, especially on defense. They know when you're laying it on the ground, they're going to try to help you by pulling it out in practice. And it's got to be a rep thing, and we got to keep working on it. And the way that we're fumbling, it's just unacceptable. We got to get this fixed, and that's been a big focus for us again this week. And hopefully we can restart everything, and we got a fresh week and get to zero turnovers.
How tough is it getting continuity on the offensive line when you have the injuries now? Cooper's missed the last couple of practices as well.
Well, that group for the most part has been together. I know Winston, he's he's a newer guy for us, and he's trying to get comfortable with that group. But for the most part, a lot of those guys have played together at some point, and I think they feel comfortable playing next to each other.
After you lit up the lead there, the first four games, you settled for 35 and 33 the last two. And there's been talk from the analysts that there's seem to be more four-man rushes, less blitzing, more seven-man coverages. Has there been something consistent with the adjustment that you've seen the last couple of weeks?
We've seen pretty much similar defenses each week as far as what, pressures, teams will mix it up. Jacksonville was unusual. They played the same coverage the entire game. But everything is going to be predicated off of what their personnel is. If their best thing is to rush four and cover, that's what they'll do. Indy mixed it up pretty good, and they did a good job of getting after us up front. We probably should have ran the ball a little more. I did a poor job of that. Try to help out our front guys. Probably a couple protection things I probably would have changed going into that game. But Robert Mathis is a good player, and I've seen him play for a long time, and what he did, it's not surprising. We probably should have done a better job helping out our tackles.
So there's scheme stuff you can do to keep Peyton from getting hit when you guys don't know maybe your best five offensive line?
Absolutely. There's things we can do, whether it would be with the backs, the tight ends, our personnel groups, play calling. There's a lot of things we can do to help him out, and that's what we're going to do going forward.
How would you evaluate Julius in the run game right now? Support and pass protection?
He has good moments and bad moments. I mean, everybody sees the bad ones. Nobody sees the good ones. So he's getting better every week, and we got to put him in a good position to help him, which we can do. There's certain things we can do to help him.
Is C.J. Anderson ready to help the team on Sundays?
I think so. I mean, it's just depending on whether or not we can get him up. It's all going to be based off of what Coach Fox wants to do.
Did you notice a change in Peyton's velocity or the wobbliness of his passes in the second half?
I didn't notice it. I know there was a few balls that he threw and he actually was getting hit, or the ball got hit as he was throwing it. We're able to watch it over and over and over again. And there was, I remember one to DT where it looked like we had him, but the ball got tipped from the backside defensive end. And that one kind of fell a little bit short. But I haven't noticed a difference.
His pass is always kind of...
I don't know. I've only been around him a year and a half.
It seems like teams are trying to jam you guys at the line of scrimmage, or at least force them out of their routes. How do you contend against that? What do you do?
We can help them out. We can stack them. You can bunch them. You can move them around a little bit, start motioning maybe west just to make it a little – you don't want to make the whole game to where he's just fighting, to get off the line of scrimmage. And there's ways we can do that. And we've been, looking into ways to help him so he's not fighting so hard all game long. Even DT, for as strong as he is, that'll wear on you. You get an 81-play game. That's a lot of fighting at the line of scrimmage.
As you've studied offenses throughout your coaching career, what have you picked up from Shanahan and the way he coaches, the way he handles quarterbacks?
I think the one thing I noticed when I actually got here, we were able to watch a lot of 08, 07, 07 tape, and the way that he would attack the defense was impressive. And you'd see the same look that you knew what he was trying to do. He'd get in slot and you'd be like, wow, he's there's a 65-play game, 40 of them were in that formation. He knows how to expose your problem, and he does a great job of executing whatever play they've called.
What do you think of the Redskins' defense?
That front seven is tough. I know statistically, you know, people look at them while they're in the back half, but they got behind a few times, and you know, they're playing catch-up, and sometimes you get hurt on defense. And they're a tough team to run the ball against. And that front seven's good, and that back end, they've done a good job for the most part. And that's going to be a big challenge for us because Coach Hazlett does a great job of mixing up defenses. We're going to have to be on it as far as what our assignment is.
Do you have a relation to Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah.
What's your history with him?
I mean, there's a bunch of us that are younger guys that have been hanging out at the Combine, Senior Bowl, and all that stuff for the last 10 years or so. So we've all kind of gotten to know each other. You know, I haven't really spoken to him. He goes dark once the season starts. So.